share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last year, local contract-based doctors staged a protest under the Hartl Doktor contract movement, due to the instability they faced over the lack of permanent positions available to them. Since then, the Ministry of Health, MO, has offered 300 contract-based doctors permanent placements at hospitals in Sabah and Sarawak, but to their surprise, only 200 of them accepted the jobs. Since then, the movement has shared that we're currently facing a lack of doctors due to the very fact that many of them would rather quit than take on permanent offers in East Malaysia. In a Twitter post, Hartl Doktor Contract shared, "We are running out of doctors, sooner than we think." Even we at Hartl didn't expect these kinds of numbers. They added, "Those who were recently interviewed, even if they get a permanent post but if they have to move to Sabah or Sarawak, some will definitely not take the offer, finish their contract and leave." They added that this is the personal decision of these young doctors. That depends on their own personal preference and we have no say in that. Those who are willing will go, those who aren't, won't. The situation has started a heated debate amongst netizens. Many of them believe that doctors shouldn't be picky with where they're placed, especially if they've been hoping for permanent positions under the ministry. That's very disappointing to hear. "What's so bad about East Malaysia until people are willing to lose their jobs over it?" said a user. Another pointed out, "Picking job postings? Trash. You guys become doctors for what? But continuing your studies in Egypt, Jordan, India and Russia can? I already expected that some of you will decline the Sabah and Sarawak offers. This isn't a new problem. Don't tell me only people from Peninsular Malaysia want the best medical services. If there are those among the protests who rejected these offers, shame on you," shared a netizen. "When you choose to be a doctor, set in mind, there will be lots of sacrifices. Your own me time, your comfort zones, etc. People with serving and saving lives in mind should become doctors. Not those who want high salaries and the glamour of becoming a doctor. If you enjoy that so much, just go play TikTok," said another. In response, others pointed out it's not exactly affordable to make such a move. Plus, not everyone is able to leave their loved ones behind. This has in turn caused another discussion on the availability of East Malaysian doctors. A user stated, "Maybe the numbers of Sabahan and Sarawakian doctors are too little. It's the same with teachers. Sabah and Sarawak produces small outputs in certain sectors. There are many teachers who get posted there, and if their attitudes are like this, we should give more scholarships and placements in medical schools to the East Malaysian students, since only they will serve their community, right? I'm so frustrated over doctors like this," shared a netizen. "What do you think? Should doctors be free to choose the placements most convenient to them, or should they go where they are needed the most? Share your thoughts in the comments section." Also read, "Johor experiences shortage in nurses as they prefer working in Singapore for better salaries." Source: Utusan Source. Twitter 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 Source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.